It's not that we need to avoid these foods that we've grown to love and look forward to during the season. It's just being mindful of our portions and making sure that we're, staying hydrated, getting our fiber, getting enough sleep, and really not focusing the whole season around food, but spending time with our friends and family and getting to enjoy some of those traditional items that we look forward to.
As we get deeper into fall and winter, the foods we eat or crave often change. Instead of the fresh, lighter spring and summer foods we've been eating, we turn to seasonal comfort foods such as soup, stews, and casseroles. While a little comfort food can improve or sustain our mood in the short term, eating too many foods that are high in sugar, fat, and salt increase the risk for health problems over time. However, there are ways to make comfort food healthier. This is also a time when we celebrate several holidays, many of which involve food. When you add it all together, fall and winter can be an easy time to gain a few pounds. On today's Sound Living, tips for eating healthy and avoiding seasonal weight gain. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Sarah Saar, a registered dietitian and K-State Research and Extension Nutrition, Health, and Wellness Agent for Sedgwick County, says that some recipes can be made healthier by simply reducing an ingredient or substituting one for another. She also says that planning ahead, eating fiber-rich foods, being mindful of what and how much we're eating, staying hydrated, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep are ways to avoid holiday weight gain. Sarah, we're coming into that time of year when we kind of change our eating habits just a little bit, and a lot of that is probably brought on by the fact that there are three major holidays where we tend to maybe not only eat, but overeat. I'm talking about Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
Yes, absolutely. So I like to call it the season of eating. It seems like, starting with Halloween candy, we kind of sometimes can overindulge all the way through the new year. But really, it's 3 days, 4 days, right? And so really focusing on not overindulging every single day, but just, knowing that there's those recipes that are traditions, or grandma used to make a certain dish or a pumpkin pie, but really thinking about which ones are important to us, and then, kind of letting the rest of it go.
I think some of it boils down to some of those holidays kind of run several days. So instead of just that one day, sometimes we're maybe eating for 3, 4, 5 days.
Absolutely. And so I think on those days, when we know we're having a specific family get together or friends and family, there are things that we can do to maybe change up some of those dishes and make them a little bit more nutritious. So for example, during the fall, we tend to eat a lot of like comfort foods. And, if we're making some chili, maybe some things we could do is use no salt added beans, no salt added tomatoes. That's going to give us less salt. Maybe create our own seasoning versus the packet of chili seasoning. If we made chicken and noodle soup, we could, instead of the noodles, we could use squash, spaghetti squash, because it's in season. And, that would be a great way to get some more fiber, but reduce some of those carbohydrates. And then after Thanksgiving, we need to use up some turkey. Well, we could make turkey and squash noodle soup.
Part of this, I think what you're saying, is being a little bit creative and then using what really is in season. Because I think sometimes, at least for me, I think there's really not much in season once fall hits. But there really are the pumpkins, the squashes, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Something else you could do is butternut squash soup and apple grilled cheese sandwiches. So instead of just the traditional tomato soup and grilled cheese, you make that butternut squash soup, and that's going to be a little bit lower in some saturated fat and certainly sodium. But then adding on one of those crisp apples can give your sandwich a little bit of crunch, but just a way to enjoy those seasonal vegetables and still have a comforting favorite.
Soups and stews, very popular, and the one good thing about them is the fact that you can do it in a crock pot, a slow cooker, and you can also probably make several meals out of cooking once.
Absolutely, you can. Kind of what I was talking about, the chili or the turkey and squash soup, those are things that you could prepare and eat half. And if you doubled it, then you could portion those out and keep them in the freezer. And if you know you have a busy day coming up, you could take that portion out the night before, put it in the fridge, and then you'd have something available that next evening.
I was also thinking about just sticking to kind of our normal menu during this time period, because it's easy to stop meal planning when we're thinking about the bigger holidays, but we really do need to stick to kind of what we're used to throughout the year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, with the weather turning colder, people aren't outside as often, but we really need to continue to think about moving our body. So what can we do during the day to keep us active? You know, making sure we're drinking plenty of water throughout the day and focus on getting fruits and vegetables. That's going to have, you know, traditionally lower in calories than other dishes and give you more fiber. And fiber can help you feel full longer. So you could, you know, play up some of those fall veggies like butternut squash. You could roast that in the oven with, you know, some olive oil, thyme, rosemary, parsley, and then maybe you could put a chicken in the crock pot or a chicken in the instant pot or even get a rotisserie chicken from the store and take the skin off. But really just focusing on, you know, fiber, getting more fluid, working to be more active, being mindful of that. Also making sure you're getting plenty of sleep. Sometimes when we don't get adequate sleep, we find ourselves maybe snacking throughout the day a little bit more and not moving our body as much.
We often think that fruits and vegetables are going to be more expensive during this time of the year, but there's so much available now that I don't think we see the price jump maybe like they did 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're going to the grocery store and you see items on sale, that's going to be items that are going to be fresh and in season. But you can also certainly stick to the canned veggies, just making sure you choose the no salt added. You can rinse and cook that in tap water if you have the regular version. You could get frozen veggies, canned fruit, just make sure it's packed in its own water or natural juices.
Let's talk about desserts for a little bit, because I think that may be one area where everybody tends to go overboard between Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, probably all the way up to the Super Bowl. Those are something that we tend to love. At least in my family, that's just one of the things we like to do. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go all out every time when you're making a dessert.
Right, absolutely. I think one thing that's really important, though, on especially like a day of, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, when you know you're going to a celebration and you know there's going to be desserts, making sure you're not essentially starving yourself before you get there, but you're eating, you know, your regular meals. And so that when you get there, you're not going to just overindulge to the point of eating so much you may not feel very good. But, you know, if there is a special dessert that you enjoy and you look forward to it every year, then have that. Maybe you don't need to, you know, make a healthier version of that traditional pumpkin pie or whatever that might be. But again, it's just having one piece versus maybe two, three, four. But if you're looking for ways to, you know, make some desserts healthier, think about, you know, a dessert, maybe some chocolate covered fruit, or, you know, even if you're baking, you can replace butter, margarine, or shortening with applesauce in a recipe, even with anything with butter, shortening, or oil, you can use a fourth less than the recipe calls for without affecting the final product. Same with sugar. You could use about a fourth less than what's called for in the recipe. If your recipe has eggs, you could use two egg whites for every egg. That's going to reduce the amount of saturated fat in your dessert. So just little things like that you can do can add up and make a big difference.
One of the things that I've been seeing are people making things in mini muffin tins or just muffin tins themselves to keep the portion size smaller.
Absolutely. And that's really a good way to, you know, if you were making, let's say, meatloaf and you put it in those muffin tins, you could prepare your recipe, you could eat what you want and then freeze individually in portion sizes. And then that way, again, if you've got something coming up, you can pull it out the night before if you've got a busy day, and then you can be able to just heat it up the next day. But thinking about being mindful of your portion size is so important as well. So maybe when you go to a holiday celebration, or if there's a meal at work, trying to fill half of your plates with vegetables and then the other half of all the other items that you want to try and enjoy. But being mindful of your portion sizes is going to really make a difference as well.
I know casseroles are another thing that people like. Are there any tips that we might be able to implement there that would help cut maybe on the fat or the calories?
Yeah, I mean, think about how you can utilize herbs and spices versus using a lot of extra salt. Also, you know, maybe just cutting down on the amount of butter that's called for by a fourth to maybe even a half. Again, our portions, we can have that casserole to enjoy, but making sure that we're getting some fiber along with that. So some, you know, half of our plate in veggies, and then we're drinking plenty of water and staying active. So it's not that we need to avoid these foods that we've grown to love and look forward to during the season. It's just being mindful of our portions and making sure that we're, you know, staying hydrated, getting our fiber, getting enough sleep, and really not focusing the whole season around food, but spending time with our friends and family and getting to enjoy some of those traditional items that we look forward to.
It is a really easy time of the year to just kind of graze as we're talking with people. So we do need to be, as you mentioned, mindful while we're around food.
Yes, absolutely. I think it is really easy to, throughout the season, just continue to overindulge and think, I'll worry about it after the new year. But it really is important that we are being aware of what we're eating, how much we're eating. And if we feel like we've overindulged, that's fine. But then maybe knowing, okay, the next day I'm going to get back to my traditional habits and really try to stay self-aware and really focus on what's important to me. It's going to be better for our heart, help our energy levels. Overall, you'll just feel better.
I think we do kind of have that, you know, we talk about having to loosen the belt after a big meal and things like that, but it can get that way, and that is just not a very comfortable feeling when you feel like you have overeaten, especially if it goes from, oh gosh, you know, November to January.
Right, absolutely. You know, especially if we are trying to, you know, manage maybe a chronic disease such as diabetes or hypertension, and we're overindulging during the holidays, you know, after the new year, you know, maybe our blood sugars were fine and our blood pressure was well controlled. But then if we overindulge, then maybe we're back to where we started from. And it's really easy for those extra pounds to creep up on us throughout the season.
Well, I like the idea that you were talking about of being mindful about what we're eating and really enjoying the foods that we like, but maybe keeping that portion size a little bit smaller, especially when we're doing a buffet, because you can always go back if you want a little bit more.
Absolutely. And I think thinking about before the holiday season starts, or, you know, before we're planning our Thanksgiving or Christmas meal, think about those recipes that are important to you that you want to have, you want to enjoy with your family, and maybe thinking about letting the rest go and providing some fruits and vegetables and opportunity for a walk after the meal, but not only for you, but for your entire family.
Good point, because we do often feel like we have to make everything that we've ever grown up with, right?
Yes, and I'm giving you permission. You don't have to do that.
That's Sarah Saar, a registered dietitian and K-State Research and Extension Nutrition Health and Wellness Agent for Sedgwick County, with information on eating healthy and managing our weight over the coming months. To learn more about health and nutrition, being physically active, and ways to reduce stress, contact your local county or district extension office. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.